Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It is Pride Parade Day in the city. The 55th annual event is taking over much of Manhattan, and there's controversy brewing on the sidelines. This year's theme is Rise Up, Pride in Protest, and there will be a unique protest. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch joining gay officers protesting because they can't march in dress uniform with service weapons. At Friday's pre-parade news conference, Tisch said,
"It is deeply offensive that for the fifth year in a row, the NYPD's Gay Officers Action League is banned from fully participating in the New York City Pride March."
She since sent a letter asking organizers to reconsider and promised to join the officers' protests. The parade organizers, Heritage of Pride, though, see it differently. They first put out a statement saying everybody's welcome to march under their rules and guidelines, but the gay officers, they say, asked for an exception to the weapons policy. Media and marketing manager Kevin Kilbride told 1010 Winds,
"We are just trying to ensure safe spaces for our community and armed police officers, and the march was taken to a vote by our membership, and they voted against it."
Now, in the wake of Tisch's letter, we have reached out to Heritage of Pride for further comment. So far, they have referred us to that statement. The parade steps off at 11 a.m. at 26th Street and 5th Avenue, runs downtown into the village past the Stonewall National Monument. And of course, with thousands marching and millions watching, there will be plenty of traffic issues. So stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. There are also lots of events around the parade today, including the Pride Stage Fest. One of the groups performing there is Pride Salsa. Founder Vimal Pradeep tells 1010 Winds it's a great experience.
In a way, it's a healing. It's a kind of a spiritual journey as well to dance with somebody knowing that they care for you and you share the space. Moving as queer bodies is a form of protest. So we are happy to do that together, sweating in this hot summer in New York City. And
this is not just the culmination of Pride Month in New York. There are also many large other parades today, including events in San Francisco, Chicago, Toronto, Canada, and more. 1010 Winds is a proud supporter of Pride Month. A disturbing hate crime incident in the middle of Pride Month just steps from the Gay Liberation Monument. This happened just after 5 a.m. Monday, June 16th, in front of The Monster, a very popular gay bar near the Stonewall Inn. Police say a guy came up to a 36-year-old bar employee, pulled a knife, and ripped down several Pride Month signs, throwing him to the ground. The worker wasn't hurt. The guy ran off. Monster General Manager Dan Toby talked to 1010 Winds.
"My manager called me that night. I was at home. He said, we've got a guy outside with a knife. Everything seems to be okay, but they threw the signs into the street. First thing you worry about is everybody safe? Are customers safe? Is it jarring everybody? Is everybody on edge? Of course they are."
Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. Police have released photos of the suspect, urging anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Blocking fire hydrants is illegal and dangerous. FDNY issuing that reminder after crews had to move a smart car with their hands to get to a hydrant as they fought a fatal blaze in the Bronx Friday night. It broke out around 9:30 p.m. in a first-floor apartment on Jessup Place in Mount Eden. Maglina lived next door to the apartment where it started. She told 1010 Winds,
"I opened the door, called my daughter, wake up. I opened the window, the fire came, I go to the window."
An 85-year-old man died, 10 other people hurt, including 3 firefighters with minor injuries. As they tried to set up on the scene, the firefighters first had to push that smart car away, then have a Jeep towed away from a hydrant. Jeep owner will get a criminal summons and could face up to $5,000 in fines. No word so far on a cause. Well, tis the season for illegal fireworks busts, and the FDNY and Brooklyn District Attorney's Office made a big one. Authorities announced yesterday they got a tip leading them to a warehouse in Brooklyn where undercover fire marshals found more than 1,000 illegal fireworks. Those included Roman candles, rockets, and big sparklers, estimated value $250,000. 42-year-old Lassen Pond was arrested. He's charged with weapons possession and reckless endangerment and unlawfully dealing with fireworks. Now, all fireworks are illegal in the city, even sparklers. Authorities remind folks to call 911 to report illegal ones. They call it the Achilles Hope and Possibility Race, a 4-mile event bringing some 7,500 athletes of all ages and abilities to Central Park today. New York Roadrunner says the event includes everything from a team of veterans with disabilities to a Peloton and yoga instructor running with blind athletes and many more. The event includes a hand cycle and wheelchair division as well as a run, all intended as a pre-event for July's Disability Pride Month. Starts at 8:05 on the East Drive near East 68th Street and ends on the West Drive near West 69th. A tragic pedestrian crash in Crown Heights. An 8-year-old boy was struck and killed by an SUV yesterday. Police say young Mordiga Keller was crossing at the intersection of Eastern Parkway and Albany Avenue when the vehicle hit him. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Neighbors are in shock. Civic Skilly told Channel 7 the formal mourning has begun.
I'm sure people are going to do stuff in his memory, and we're going to have putting on tefillin in his memory, and we're going to be lighting, women are going to be lighting Shabbat candles in his memory. And there's a lot of things besides for physical things, also spiritual things we're going to be doing in honor of his memory. And we're not going to forget it ever.
The 69-year-old driver stayed on the scene of the crash. Police say there are no arrests so far. Should be a lot easier and faster to catch a bus in parts of the city starting today. Expanded service on lines in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the Bronx. Governor Hochul and the MTA announced the expansions Friday. They're intended to improve travel times and reliability, especially in peak hours. Wait times could be reduced as much as 2.5 minutes. The goal? To target areas underserved by the subways with high bus ridership. The expansions are funded by $8 million from the Outer Borough Transportation Account. It is the second service expansion this year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.